God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text comes from our Old Testament lesson. We have Ezekiel seeing a valley of dry bones, and he's asked a question from God. Can these bones live? Now, Ezekiel, being a very wise prophet, answers very appropriately, "Lord, only you know." Because it is true, the Lord can cause and does cause life. The Lord can cause these bones to live. And our Old Testament text reiterates that God did cause these now very dry bones to take on flesh and blood and to live, to be made alive. And God uses this experience for Ezekiel to teach the people of Israel and to teach us a very important fact. Our life is only based and only around because of God. We have to remember that every time we inhale, every time we exhale, every breath we take is a gift from God. Every morning when we wake up and the alarm goes off, it's a gift from God. Now, I will admit, on Monday mornings, you may not be as appreciative of that gift as you are on Saturday mornings. But that's a different scenario. Every day is a gift from God. And as we remember that God gives us our purpose in life, he also gives us our lives. Let's put it this way. What we teach here at Trinity, as the cross here reminds us, that Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, that those who believe and trust in his death and in his resurrection have the gift of eternal life. So that when this physical body of ours dies, the soul doesn't die, but be with our Lord and Savior in heaven above. Now, I'm not going to spend so much in talking about the hereafter. I'd rather talk about the here and the now, because our passage from Ezekiel talks about the here and the now. See, we have a problem in our world today is we get distracted by a lot of different things. Let's put it like this. For those of you who are parents or grandparents, when it comes time for Christmas or birthdays, what are those little ones expecting? Plain and simple, presents. They want a particular present, or they have a couple of presents in mind. They might even be so bold to tell you which present they want you to buy for them. If not, don't worry, that usually comes at least by junior high and high school age. Then they are definitely that bold. But while they're still little, sometimes they're just very happy and appreciative for whatever present they get. But what happens, or if you've ever tried this, at Christmas time, if you would just give them clothes, are they always that happy? Don't they want some toy? I mean, if they just keep open one gift after another and it's just socks, pants, shirts, sweaters, boots, do you see the joy running over their faces? No, but if you give them toys, videos, games, entertainment, then they get excited. It almost seems like their whole life revolves around these toys. Don't worry, as adults, our toys just get a little bit bigger and more expensive. Let me just pick up for a little bit of a moment of where I want to go with this. Many of you, especially if you have little ones, are familiar with the Walt Disney movie, The Little Mermaid. And the mermaid in this movie named Ariel has a particular song which is entitled Part of Your World. And this is the way the beginning of this song begins. She starts by saying, or singing, "Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around you, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got whosits and whatsits galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more." Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear these words, one of the first things I always think of is my daughter's room. They got just about everything in there. And when it comes time for birthdays and Christmas, guess what? They want even more. I guess they're following in their father's footsteps. I was just the same. Now, Walt Disney would want you to answer that question of what's more by the theme of the movie, which was the love between a man and a woman. But I'm not here to preach about the Walt Disney movie, but about our text. Because as we too quickly find out that even in today's world, the relationship between a man and a woman does not always satisfy. There is even still heartaches. There are still relationships that fall apart. So what does satisfy? What will always be there for us? What will always satisfy? Well, the answer to that is you have to go back to our text. And before we go back to Ezekiel, I'm going to take you one step even back further. We're going to go back to the creation. As scriptures remind us, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. Particularly on day six, he created Adam out of the dust of the ground in the image of God. But that wasn't enough. He then breathed into Adam the breath of life. Adam became a living human being. It's that same breath, that same spirit that Ezekiel is seeing here at work in chapter 37. You see, I'll cause a little bit of a difference of what some people in our science community will teach, saying that we evolved from apes. And the difference is, you may think that, but what about the breath of God? Ezekiel chapter 37 alludes to that breath of God. So does Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Now let me try to make all these points fit together. The reason why Ariel can sit there and sing with all these toys, these gadgets and gizmos, and say it's not enough, it's the same reason why in this valley of dry bones there was no life. The answer is still the same. What we really need is the breath of God. We need that Spirit of God, that Spirit that gives life, that Spirit that touches our soul. Here at Trinity, we believe and teach and confess that, yes, there is a life after death. Our soul will be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and after the resurrection we will have a glorified body. So our soul that we have in the here and the now is sometimes thirsting, sometimes longing for something. Have you ever felt that desire to be satisfied and all the gizmos and gadgets of this world just don't satisfy? There's an answer to that. Because the soul is immortal. It will continue to live on beyond the gizmos and the gadgets, beyond the relationships of this world. It will live into the next world. So it hungers and thirsts and needs to be fed, not with things of this world, but things of the next world. Those things of the next world is the Word of God. The Word of God is God's Word taking on that flesh and the blood in the form of Jesus. That Word of God is that words of Jesus teaching his disciples in the community about his love, about his forgiveness, about his death and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins, so that our souls, our glorified bodies, will be with our Lord and Savior in heaven above. Ariel is right. She may have gadgets and gizmos, whose it's and what's it's galore, but she needs more, just like you and I need more. We need what the Spirit alone gives. God begs the question to Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? Every day in our own lives, we ask that same question in another essence. What is there in life that gives me that purpose? What is there in life that drives me, motivates me? What is there in life that makes me alive? It doesn't come from the collection of toys. It doesn't come from relationships, as Ariel was hoping that and the prince would have and they would live happily ever after. It comes from God and God alone. As we take a look at this text in Ezekiel, we're reminded very importantly on why this last week we've been celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week. Why we even have Lutheran schools, because Lutheran schools are different. As parents here, you could be sending your children to kindergarten or some other child care, some other preschool. What is so important about a Lutheran school? What's the difference between a public, a private, and a parochial school? Well, in the public and the private, they can teach about things. They can teach about gadgets and gizmos, computers. They can teach about reading, writing, and arithmetic. But as Ariel says, no big deal, I want more. In the Lutheran school system, we teach that more. That more is coming through the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That more comes through the Holy Spirit as He gives us this faith. That more comes through God's Word to make us alive, because we are like those dry bones that Ezekiel saw in the valley. We are dead because of our sinfulness. We grasp after things that don't satisfy. That's why we need God's Word to be taught. And in Lutheran schools, God's Word is taught. We celebrate this day especially as we honor those who are teaching. Our directors, our teachers, our aides, who all come together to teach and nurture these little ones. And basically with the same theme that Ariel is trying to bring up here in this song. The gadgets and gizmos don't satisfy, but the cross of Jesus Christ does. It is the food to our starving soul. It is the words of eternal life. Our soul can now resonate with that and be fed. So on this day, we have to ask, have you ever felt that your life is kind of dry, without meaning, without any hope? Have you ever felt you're sort of wandering around in a desert without any direction? Then you've come to the right place at the right time. As we hear God's Word, as we grow in that faith, as we say, Lord, fill me with Your Spirit. Show me the paths You would want me to go. Lead me. Satisfy that longing. That longing is ultimately satisfied knowing that, yes, our sins are forgiven, and that those who believe in Jesus Christ have the gift of eternal life. It's in that message that our souls are satisfied. It's in that message our souls realize they are immortal. It's in that message we have life, hope, and salvation. That is the message of the Lutheran schools. And that's why we celebrate this National Lutheran Schools Week. And we bring our staff together and we say thank you. Thank you for teaching our little ones. And in case if you don't know, I'm still a parent of one of the little ones here at Trinity. I also want to say thank you to our staff for helping to nurture that faith of my little ones. Unfortunately for me, this will be the last year my little ones will be here at Trinity, but they'll be going to another Lutheran school where that faith will continue to be nurtured besides at home. Don't worry, I've got that one covered also. But we come here today longing and thirsting for what our Lord provides, and He gives it to us freely, the forgiveness of sins, the strengthening of that faith, and the assurance that those who believe and trust in Him have eternal life. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.